Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you need assistance in discovering what you truly want in your life? Are you feeling unhappy and stuck and are clueless how to change that heavy feeling? The Laura Longley Show delivers powerful ways to work through common problems and stuck points. This fun and unique weekly show invites some of the most creative and transformative practitioners and authors, hypnotherapists, EFT practitioners, acupuncturists, and astrologers, among others, to activate your wildest dreams. Get ready to tune in to be more of who you truly are. Laura and her guests will take your calls and help you bring your brilliance to a greater brightness. Get ready to snap to a whole new level in your life with joy leading the way. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness for good. Now, here is your host, Laura Longley.
Good afternoon. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you to experience ways to get unstuck and live an inspired life full of meaning and purpose and happiness. Each week on The Laura Longley Show, we have some of the most gifted practitioners, speakers, and authors helping you to make authentic and lasting changes in your life. Today, we'll be talking with spiritual psychiatrist and author Dr. Maury Pressman about his book, Living in the Supermind, From Personal Mind to Spiritual Mind. Maury will share with us some of the ways that you can start to live from that more spiritual space. Wow, what a fun time we had on the Laura Longley Show yesterday. I did an all-tarot show where I did readings on the air for callers, in addition to sharing some really fun and useful information about how you can use the tarot in your own life. If you missed yesterday's show, be sure to go to the archive and listen at www.thelauralongleyshow.com. I also came up with a super special deal for listeners on the spur of the moment yesterday, which I'm also going to give you the opportunity to take advantage of. When I was at the Portland Body Mind Spirit Expo, I was doing 10-minute tarot readings for $10, and it was really amazing how much information and value people could get from just a 10-minute reading. And I did more than 30 readings that weekend, and it was so fun to help people learn more about their lives and their paths forward that I want to keep that energy going. So I'm offering a special for the next 24 hours. If you email me at laura@lauralongley.com before 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern tomorrow, Wednesday, May 1st, I'll give you a 15-minute tarot reading for just $25. And I don't know when or if I'm going to offer this again. It really, truly was in spur of the moment during the show yesterday that I did it. So if you're interested, you need to email right away. So before 3 p.m. Pacific tomorrow. And on yesterday's show, I also shared some information about how you can use tarot archetypes to help you understand your life purpose and personality, as well as what your lessons are for the current year. And if you want to get the free report on how to do those calculations and identify your archetypes, you can sign up to get it free right away at lauralongley.net. And right there on the homepage, down in the bottom right-hand corner, you'll see where it says, free report, what's in the cards for you, and you just click there and it'll get sent to you via email. And, you know, I use this information in my own life. I talk about it a lot on the show, and it's really been invaluable in helping me to understand what's going on in my life. Well, I think that's probably enough announcements, and Maury has been patiently waiting for me to introduce him, so let me do that. The author of Twin Souls, Visions of the Soul, and most recently, Living in the Supermind, that's what we're going to talk about today, Dr. Maury Pressman is a psychiatrist whose focus is to bring the power of the high mind and soul to the individual. Having practiced traditional psychotherapy for decades, he began to uniquely combine his extensive knowledge in personal development with the advancing knowledge in quantum physics and the wisdom of ancient mysteries. He is Emeritus Clinical Professor of Psychiatry at Temple Temple Medical School and Emeritus Chairman of Psychiatry at Albert Einstein Medical Center in Philadelphia. He has held prestigious positions, including his chairmanship of a large department of psychiatry and presidency of ISSEEM, that's a lot of letters, International Society for Study of Subtle Energies and Energy Medicine. And he's the author of more than 40 articles. His mission is to help people to know themselves deeply and to enjoy the benefits of living in the supermind. Let's welcome Maury Pressman to the Laura Longley Show. Hi, Maury.
Hi, Laura. Introduction. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. And I'm just excited to have you on the show. You know, I mean, I'm excited about the book. I found the book to be really interesting and helpful, but just knowing what your background is, as I shared in the introduction, you come at this from so many different perspectives, from psychiatry, from medical, from quantum physics, from ancient mysteries. I love that you come at it from so many different ways and it all just comes together and gels.
Okay. That's not by effort, by the way. I think we all live under a certain plan. And so if we follow the leads, that's where we wind up.
So what you're saying is that it wasn't like you set out to do it that way. That you got called at different times to follow different
directions. Or to put it another way, I was impulsive.
Okay. Well, you know what? I love hearing that because over the last few years, since I really started making career change and other changes in my life 7 years ago, I'm getting so much more impulsive. And I love to hear you support being impulsive because it really, I think it's the way to live.
It's listening to the intuition.
Absolutely.
If you're otherwise a sensible person.
Oh, I like that, otherwise a sensible person. How do we know if we're otherwise a sensible person?
You don't get into trouble in society too often.
Okay, because I was going to say, probably everybody thinks they're a sensible person. I don't know. But I really love the freedom that comes from being able to trust that what I'm feeling pulled towards really is where I'm supposed to be going. It really gives a sense of freedom. So I want to dive into talking about the book a little bit because, I mean, this is what we're talking about is in the book as well. And it's called Living in the Supermind. And can you just explain briefly what you consider to be the supermind?
Well, we all have it. It's just that we don't know that we have it. The intuition we're talking about is a sort of a wormhole, a tube, a tunnel into it. A supermind is what it says. It's a mind, a consciousness, which is far above anything that we ordinarily expect that we have. And it's expressed in various ways. Commonplace would be mental telepathy. Other ways would be remote viewing, meaning being able to see across the country.
Right.
Which is what the military is doing in Russia and in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Other ways are to move objects with your mind, things which are now being proved at Princeton and Stanford Research Institute. But all of this, these are magical symptoms. The important thing is really to open yourself to a kind of and experience the joy of a kind of love, which is not only joyous, but really is so fulfilling in terms of our being joined together as human beings and joined together with the beauties of nature. All of that can become very practical in life as we live it, but that's the supermind, which has superpower, super knowledge, super love.
So it's partly this being in that place of oneness, because you're talking about connection to all these different, you know, to nature and
yes,
all the rest of this. It's being in that place of not just recognizing, but experiencing.
Absolutely.
Being part of that.
Yeah, on a really good day, you feel it. or really in love, you feel it, not only with the other person, with everything. Everything is happy. Everything is love. Everything is brilliant. Of course, it has its counterpart, doesn't it, in terms of the days when you're feeling depressed. But
yeah,
that's part of the cosmic plan for things to work in pairs.
So say a little bit about that in terms of why we need to have those days where we are not feeling 100%.
I think God would be bored if he didn't have us. Because he, she, it has everything immediately. In
right.
order to experience himself, herself, itself, in my opinion, God had to create limitation. That's us. You can't enjoy yourself without limitation.
And you know, that's a different twist on what I have said more than once in my life, and I said it just recently, just the other day. How boring would our lives be if we didn't have things to work on, things to change, to make be different? Yeah, exactly. So I think it's fun to, I mean, it sounds weird to say fun, but it is kind of fun to apply that to God or whatever name we want to give to source or spirit, that they have that trait as well about being bored. So I like that.
You know, I, like everybody else when I was a kid, thought that God was a great old gentleman on a cloud with a great flowing white beard.
Right.
And you know what? He was. And he is.
And
because
he is?
He can make it can make himself into anything he wants to. And out of the goodness of his heart, he does it for us because that's the limitations with which we can see him, her, it.
And, you know, you talk about this in the book, too. And what I thought of when I read that part was that, you know, God has to show up to us in a way that we recognize that that's who or what it is.
That's right.
Because, yeah, because we have those limitations of what we expect or what we think.
Right,
so
now he's speaking English.
Yeah, exactly. That makes perfect sense to me. So I like that, too. So it's time for us to take a break. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. And you can find me at thelauralongleyshow.com. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll talk more with Maury about the supermind, what it is, and how you can get there. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough Session with Saskia. Or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861. Or visit YourSoulGuidance.com. That's YourSoulGuidance.com to receive the Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 days.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Want to know what the best-kept secret in Access Consciousness is? It's the Access Gold Club. Demanding more change and the latest and greatest, but can't always get to all the classes you desire? Let Gary and Dane come to you. Join the Gold Club and each month you'll receive a 60-minute live call, a weekly email on the month's theme containing the latest clearings in written form, and an MP3 loop. Twice a month, receive a brand new video with Gary and Dane. How does it get any better than this? In addition to receiving a CD format of the monthly call mailed to you, you'll also enjoy a surprise bonus gift. Be in on the secret. Join today at www.isnowthetime.com/special-tips.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show. My guest today is Maury Pressman, author of Living in the Supermind. And before we continue talking about the book, I want to make sure that everyone knows how to contact Maury as well as where to get his book. So, Maury, can you give that information for the listeners?
I sure can. My website is mauripressman.com. Maury is M-A-U-R-I-E. PRESSMAN.com. And you can buy my book through the website. I'll sign it and send it to you at a discount, or you can buy it on Inkwell Productions. That's the producer, or the publisher, rather. You can buy it on Amazon. You can buy it at Barnes & Noble. Buy it anywhere.
Lots of places.
I would like to say, if you use my website, you'll find my phone number and my email there, and I really welcome your calls or contacts.
Oh, that's so great to hear, because so many times these days, you know, we kind of get barricaded behind that website almost, where, you know, we're like, it's like the Wizard of Oz, right, behind the curtain. And so I love that, you know, that you are accessible for people to contact you. So thank you for that.
Talking is good.
Yes, talking is good. So I want to go back to the book, because I really have enjoyed the information in this book, and I think it is really a useful tool for people. And so I want to start with, okay, we get the concept of the supermind, and I think that a lot of us already have that concept and maybe have called it something else, something different. But it's really kind of having that connection with spirit and being in that place. So how do we do it? How do we get there from here?
Okay. First of all, look inside. We're taught in our society to keep our vision in front of the retina, meaning always looking outside, keeping very, very busy, not looking inside to know ourselves. Very important to take time to know how we feel. Very important to take time to just sit quietly or walk quietly or just plain be quiet and look inside to know yourself. If you do that, you're going to find things that are good about you. Cultivate them. You're going to find things that you're afraid to look at. Just stare them in the face and they will be absorbed and you'll transcend. When your mind begins to chatter, just let it quiet down and you'll get into a place of peace. It doesn't happen all at once, but with practice you get into that place of peace. When you do that, you're going to get downloads of inspiration, downloads of great ideas, of hunches, of things that come from the larger mind, which is the cosmic mind that surrounds us, but is also inside of us. That is the supermind. So the way to do it is to make yourself comfortable anywhere, take your attention away from your physical body and your sensations, by letting yourself get quiet, take your mind away from, take your attention away from your emotions, let them calm down into peace. If you get distractions, let them float away. You will get to a place of calm, of peace, and you will open up to certain experiences of joy, intuition, inspiration.
And, you know, I will attest to that. I have been someone who has tried to meditate off and on for 25 years. And in the past year and a half, probably, is when I've become really consistent with it. Mm-hmm. And it's not, I won't claim every single day, but more often than not. And I know that for me, it really has opened up that whole piece of inspiration. And I've always been really intuitive, but now that I have decided that I'm owning that, I think before it was more like I thought it was a fluke or I was just I got lucky or something. But now that I really own it, it comes so much more. And I was just talking with a friend yesterday about meditation, and one of the things is that you do have to, in order to get to this place, you really do have to make a practice of it. And you can tell me if you disagree with that, but it's not like I can do this once a week or once every 2 weeks and be able to be in that place consistently. It really does take a commitment to making it a practice.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. It's just like building muscle. You know, little by little by little. When I had the good luck, really the very good luck, to have a private meeting with Muktananda, a great guru from the East. And I was a real doubting Thomas at the time until, in his presence, he gave me Shaktipat, which is the infusion of energy. I felt huge love for the guy. And huge love for the whole world.
Wow.
And huge love for wanting to help the world through my profession. Things I had felt before, but I was practically orgastic with it. That really inspired me, but it's really, he told me, I asked him what I could do to get better. He said, meditate, meditate, meditate. And I thought that was silly and I couldn't do it. I was too restless. But I made myself try, and I was very
right.
bad at it. And I tried the next day, and I was bad at it. But little by little, I got the feeling of getting quiet. And each time I tried it, you know, it became a little easier the next time. What you said about your intuition, that is at first doubting it or thinking it was just a fluke, is what we're taught in society. It's called doubt. Don't let doubt get in the way. When you have these experiences, hold on to them, use them, believe in them, integrate them with your life and your common sense.
Yeah, I fully support that too. I mean, that really has been for me over the past couple of years so much a part of my, I guess, evolution, because I guess that I kind of look at it like we're all kind of evolving as we're here into more of what we really are. And owning that has been huge, and really trusting it and really believing it makes a huge difference. And it makes a huge difference in terms of choices I make in my life. It's like we were talking about earlier in the show about being able to be impulsive, right? Well, that impulse comes from trusting the messages that I'm getting through intuition about what I should be doing and where I should be going.
Right, the aha experience.
Right, right, exactly. So you mentioned in the book, too, something that I found to be really interesting, and I'd love for you to share with the listeners, too. And you make a distinction between our soul and spirit. And yes. You, in the book, you talk about that many of us, you know, think of those as the same thing. And I have to say that I did too. And so I'd love for you to share what that distinction is.
Okay. I may be a little bit long about this, but I'll try to be interesting, I promise. Now, I had read, and I wondered what was wrong with me, because I kept reading about soul and about spirit, and they all seemed to be all mixed up together, no explanation about which was which. But I did elaborate a plan. It's a diagram. It's in the book.
Yes.
It's called The Plan of Creation and Return. And what it means is that the great creator is the beginning of everything. When the creator decided to move, that tremendous energy floated down through seven levels, essentially. And the fourth level I call the soul, in contrast to the creator, which is the spirit. And the soul makes from itself, like a spider makes a web from itself, lower planes of energy, called the mind body, and then the next, the emotional or dream body, and lastly, the physical body, which is us, enlivened by a life force, a life body. Now, the soul is like a double-faced radar dish. It receives messages from above and transmits them below to the brain, frankly. That's where inspiration comes from. And when you get into these quiet states, these meditative states, and I can repeat how, you really get into the area of the soul. That's silence. Inner silence is the residence of the soul. And then you begin to open up to that big surrounding mind, which is called the cosmic mind, which is the supermind, which exists not only all around you, but in every part of you. So anyhow, that's the difference between the soul and the spirit. And I haven't found a definition of it anywhere else, but this really suits me as I read. The spirit is the creator. The soul is the messenger from the creator.
And is it also, and this is just my own interpretation, would you also say that the soul, well, I mean, you did say this, that the soul is made of spirit. So there's spirit in the soul.
It's more than that. Everything is built on the basis of the hologram. The hologram is the ghost that we see at Destiny World, or it's the three-dimensional figure we see on credit cards. The hologram is made in such a way that if you break the plate in half and transmit light through it, you get two whole pictures, not two half pictures.
Right.
Same thing if you break it into 100 parts. Tremendous implications. It means that each part contains everything, and each part is part of everything. So...
And I'm gonna have to stop you there because we need to take a break, but we'll wrap it up when we come back after this second break. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me at thelauralongleyshow.com. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, Maury will finish that little piece about holograms, and we'll talk more about living in the supermind. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate with Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
The Dr. Pat Show is moving. We're not changing times, just the channel. Starting Thursday, May 2nd, join Dr. Pat at her new home, the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time. Mark your calendars now. Dr. Pat's new home is the Voice America Empowerment Channel. We'll see you there starting May 2nd.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show. My guest today is spiritual psychiatrist and author Maury Pressman. He's the author of the book, Living in the Supermind, From Personal Mind to Spiritual Mind. And I don't know if you can remember what we were talking about right before the break, but can you just wrap up that piece about the hologram?
Now, you asked me if about the difference between the spirit and the soul.
Right.
And I said the spirit was the creator and the soul was the delegate of the spirit.
Right.
Then you ask me, were they separate? But they're not separate because everything is part of each other. It just plain is.
Right.
We separate them so we can think about it.
Well, that's why I was going to say, I find it really hard to think about it. I mean, it is hard for us as human beings, I think, to think about it. It's just like quantum physics is, I mean, it is quantum physics. And to me, it's completely mind-boggling. My brain doesn't work that way. So I just have to accept it and go, okay, I believe that. there's our limitations, right, as human beings.
Let's call the soul the better part of the person. And it has a tendency to rise up as you get to know yourself and try to deal with your limitations. It really does.
Well, I want to ask you about that, too. I mean, that wasn't what I was just going to ask, but that just raised for me. Because you talk about facing the parts of yourself that, I don't know if this is how you say it, but basically the parts of ourselves that we're ashamed of or the parts that we are afraid to look at because we might be ashamed of them.
Right. You want me to talk about it?
Yeah, I do, because I think that really is important.
Well, we're taught, to look away from our fears and not to worry, not to think about our worries, but I think that makes them stronger. Try not to think of monkeys, for example. You'll think of them all the more. The fact is, and I'll give you an example out of my life real quickly, if you want. But the fact is, if you have an inferiority feeling or a feeling of shame and you have nothing to be ashamed about, you're not going outside half-dressed, you just face the shame. You do what has to be done. You'll find when you absorb it as if you're a blotter, it will air out and it will disappear. It will, you'll wind up relieved and at peace and stronger, by the way. In my own case, I mean, I was raised as the youngest, and I was cute, and I was always, it gave me a feeling of inferiority no matter how much talent I had. I was always the youngest. And when I became chairman of the department, I had to talk. So I talked, but I was sure everybody was going to think that I was silly or dumb or this or that. But I talked. I did it anyhow, and it came out well. And the next time it was easier, and the next time it was easier. And so it goes. That's the way it is when you face your fears and when you face your shame or when you face your guilt or when you face your rage. You look at it. You hold on to it. You use it well. You don't let it rule you.
Okay. So, and I'm going to get a little bit, I don't know, theoretical or whatever here, but it does make me curious because, I mean, I'm a psychotherapist, you're a psychiatrist, and I know for me personally as well that, you know, I have some of those feelings of shame or guilt that aren't really attached to anything. It's not about anything I've actually done. Mm-hmm. And so what's your theory about where that comes from, why we have those feelings?
Things get built into the cells of the body, frankly. But the more you look at them, the less power they have.
Okay. What we resist persists corollary, right? Yeah. Yeah. So you have to have the courage to look at them, because we have fear about looking at
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. Fear's courage, and it always pays off.
Okay. Well, I'm asking for my own personal value here, too, because, you know, we all have that.
The best way to teach, too, is when you teach from your own experience, as long as you do it in the interest of the other person. I've learned that as I do psychotherapy. I was taught not to reveal myself. But that
right.
is wrong.
And I totally agree with you on that. I was lucky enough that when I went to school for my counseling degree, I went to a school where they actually taught us to appropriate self-disclosure, because it has to be appropriate, right? And also they taught us to listen to our intuition. And I love that because
I do
get hits when, you know, you're with a client. And I know you say this about yourself in the book, too, that you can sometimes know exactly what's going on for them without them telling you.
Right.
Yeah.
And we can
all
do that. We can all do that, except
yes.
without we can do it.
Exactly. Exactly. So you talk about that there is a plan, God's plan.
Yeah.
And right. so say something about that, or a little bit about that.
Okay. I always wanted to be a doctor. I'm glad I'm a doctor. I love it. Never wanted to be a psychiatrist. It was an accident. and I tried to get out of it. I couldn't get out of it. After a period of time, I learned there was such a thing as psychoanalysis. Oh, boy, I needed that. I was unhappy. And I wanted to become what's called a training analyst, but I was always a little bit too exploratory. I wasn't quite kosher enough, so I didn't become a training analyst. Great disappointment for me. Great disappointment. But if I had become a training analyst, I'd have to be so kosher, I couldn't get into all of this energy stuff, all of this spiritual stuff. So really, I mean, the plan was that I was to be a psychiatrist. The plan was that I was not to be a training analyst, although, you know, I was good enough. Elizabeth Kubler-Ross says that you always get what you need. It may not be what you want, but it's always what you need.
Right.
And this is what I needed. I am.
So is your belief that then that we come here, I mean, God has a plan for each of us. That is kind of what we're here to do while we're here in this lifetime?
I think I think there God has given rise to dark and light forces above us as well as within us. and we can cooperate with the light forces or with the dark forces. You and I, and the audience, obviously, are cooperating with the light forces.
Right.
So, but within that, there's a plan. And, you know, you can resist the plan or you can follow your impulses, as you did and as I did.
Right. Right. Well, that's why I say, you know, when you said that becoming a psychiatrist was an accident, well, obviously it wasn't, right? It was what you were, the path you were supposed to go down for some reason.
Right. Happy accident.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And, you know, there's that saying, there are no coincidences. And I recently read another version of that I like better, which is there are no meaningless coincidences. Everything happens the way it does for a reason. And, I can't prove that, but I certainly feel better believing that. So, and I think that's worth something.
I believe it.
Yeah. So, we have just a couple minutes left here. And so I want to just touch briefly on dreams, because dreams are huge for me. It's part of how I get my access to my intuition. So I'd love to hear your take on dreams.
Just like your take.
Okay.
You know, when you fall asleep, you get the thinking mind, the superficial, the top mind out of the way. And you open to your intuition. Dreams are always meaningful, always. They're disguised. And if you intuitively trust the message, if you follow the feelings in the dreams,
right.
There are certain techniques which can also be taught, but dreams are meaningful.
And what about people who say they don't dream?
They're wrong.
Yeah. So they're just unaware of their dreams. They're really not conscious.
That's right.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that makes perfect sense to me. So then what that says to me is that that's actually a hopeful message for people who think they don't dream. It just means that by working on becoming more conscious, then they'll get access to that.
Right.
As
if
well.
If you really try to remember your dreams, little by little you do. More and more.
Well, and I've done some work recently with someone who does dream interpretation. She actually was on the show a couple months ago, and I have another dream person coming on in a few weeks. And she taught me some techniques too that are helpful. I'm pretty good at remembering, but also about setting an intention before you go to sleep that you'll remember.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes a big difference for me as well. Well, I'm sorry to say that our time is winding up here for this conversation, because I really have been enjoying it and it has been fun. And thank you so much, Lori.
Okay.
I really enjoyed having you on. And before we go to the break, can you give your contact information one more time for listeners who may not have heard it before?
Yes. My name is Maury Pressman, Maurie Pressman, Pressman. My website is mauriepressman.com. You'll find my books there. You'll find my email. You'll find my telephone number. I hope you call. My book is Living in the Supermind, and you can buy it anywhere. You can buy it from Amazon. You can buy it from the
If they buy it from you, you'll autograph it.
I'll autograph it. I'll send that right away. I'll get a discount.
Very good. Well, thank you so much, Maury.
Thank you so much, Laura. Thank you indeed.
We're going to take a quick break, and when we return, I'll share some of what's going on in my life, moving forward on my own life path, and of course, this week's light bulb moment. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me at thelauralongleyshow.com. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond. I'm the Vedic astrologer who shines a light on what you put into your body. Are you sick and tired of taking all the latest vitamins and herbs that promise to make you feel better and have unlimited energy, but find they don't work? The reason they don't is because no two people are alike. There is not one fix for everyone. To find out how I can help you discover what will work for you, go to my website, themichellebondshow.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Welcome back to the Laura Longley Show with me, Laura Longley. Today we've been talking with Maury Pressman about his book, Living in the Supermind, and I had such a lovely time with Maury. He's really a very lovely man and a wise, wise man too. I love this book. I really, really recommend it. So you can go to Maury's website, MauryPressman.com. And order the book. It's very, very useful. He really steps you through ways to get into that space of being in the supermind. So anyway, here are some other ways to get help with moving forward in your life. You can do intuitive counseling with me, and I do that either with tarot cards or without. You can find me on Facebook, where I have tips all the time, at Blue Heron Wisdom. On Twitter, you can find me at Happy Coach Laura, and always my website, lauralongley.net. There have been many, many insightful guests on the show, and you can listen to archives at thelauralongleyshow.com. And if you're interested in getting written transcripts of The Laura Longley Show, you can sign up for the weekly newsletter. I just started sending those out last week, and the place you go to sign up is thelauralongleyshow.com. In the right sidebar at the top, you'll see weekly radio newsletter or something like that. And it'll tell you who the upcoming guests are. It'll give you links to the archived audio for recent guests, and it'll also give you link to the transcripts, written transcripts, and that's the only way you can get those written transcripts is through that email. So here's where I am right now. I have been Well, if you listen to the show, you know that my life has been all about going through lots of change and evolution over the last year and a half. And, you know, things go faster at certain times and slower at other times. And where I'm at right now is I've had some big shifts internally that didn't come through ahas, and it was really interesting to me because I'm used to having these epiphanies and these ahas, but I've had some shifts over the last couple of weeks, and they're related to my family of origin. You know, I went to my family reunion for my dad's side of the family a few weeks ago, and I've had huge shifts around my relationships with my dad, who passed away 19 years ago, and with my mother, who is still living. And so that's been huge. And at the same time, I have been feeling really disconnected from spirit and feeling unfocused. And as Maury and I were talking about earlier in the show, I get my inspiration and my intuition by being connected to spirit. And I'm feeling like, not that I'm not getting anything, but I'm feeling really like the telephone line is really, really crackly. And for whatever reason, I'm having a lot of trouble getting anything. And even though there's been lots of movement and change for me internally, I'm feeling really scattered. And what I came to realize or understand a few days ago is that I've gone through all these changes, but I haven't finished processing it yet. And I need some time and space to do that processing. And even though I have a daily spiritual practice, that doesn't seem to be enough right now. It's not connecting me with spirit in the way that I want to be and in the way that I'm used to being. And so what I decided was that I needed to go on a silent retreat. And it seems kind of silly because I live by myself. I could do this at home, right? But what happens when I'm at home is that I allow myself to get completely distracted. And it's not even I allow myself to get distracted. I look for distraction to keep from doing this work. And it's kind of like the thing that Maury and I were talking about a little while ago, where we have this fear of looking at what our shame is about or what our guilt is about. And this isn't so much fear about that, because that isn't what this part is about, but there really is a lot of processing and bringing together of these things that are shifting for me that I'm just not doing. And it's beyond just allowing it to sink in and integrate. I need to be doing some journaling, and I need to be looking at some things and seeing how they fit together. And I need to be doing some dream analysis. I'm having really, really vivid dreams. And in the moment I think about them and I go, oh, I kind of get what that's about, but then I don't do anything else with it. So I decided I'm going to go on a 3-day retreat. I'm not going to a retreat center, but I'm going to the ocean because I love the ocean. The ocean really, I could not live in the middle of the country. I just couldn't. I need to be by the water. So I'm going to go to the ocean for 3 days, and I'm not allowing myself to take anything that could be a distraction. I'm not taking any novels to read. I'm not taking my computer with me. I like to listen to books on CD in the car, and it's about a 4-hour drive to where I'm going. I'm not taking any books on CD in the car because I need to be in that space of introspection. So, light bulb moment is about these silent retreat times and when you need that. So for you, here's how you can take this experience that I'm having and apply it for yourself. First of all, notice when you're feeling unsettled or restless or unable to focus, and ask yourself, what do I need? Many times what we really need is just that time and space without distraction, where it almost forces us to go inside and look at what's happening and process through it. And then ask yourself how you can give yourself that gift. It may be worth the expense to take a few days off of work and go away, because we don't do it when we just stay at home. Well, I won't say we won't, but a lot of times we just don't do it. We need to be in a different environment where we take those distractions away. So really encourage you to do it. I know that for me, it is so useful and restorative. And so listen for next week and see how it went for me. A couple of announcements. I want to remind you that I'm doing a special for 15-minute tarot reading for $25, and it expires tomorrow at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern. If you want to do that, you have to email me, laura@lauralongley.net, before 3 p.m. Pacific tomorrow. You don't have to do the session before then, but you have to email me before then. And all my sessions are via phone or Skype, so it doesn't matter where you live. And sign up to get your free tarot report on your own personal archetypes. You do that on the homepage, lauralongley.net, down in the bottom right-hand corner, and you just give your email address, and that report gets sent to you right away. I want to thank my guest today, Maury Pressman, for sharing such great information with us and such a lovely, lovely conversation. And I want to thank you all for tuning into the Laura Longley Show with me, Laura Longley. I had a wonderful time. Please join me every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central, and 1 p.m. Pacific time on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and on the first and fifth Monday of each month at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on KKNW in Seattle or TransformationTalkRadio.com. Next Monday, I'll be talking with Harriet Lerner, author of the New York Times bestseller, The Dance of Anger, about her newest book, Marriage Rules. And next Tuesday on the Laura Longley Show, I'll be talking with author Frankie Picasso about her book, Midlife Mojo, How to Make the Most of Your Midlife Crisis. As always, it promises to be very enlightening. Have a great day, and I'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Tune in each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time. And now on KKNW, the first and fifth Monday each month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and everywhere on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Laura and her friends as they help you create the life that you truly deserve. For more information about Laura, her coaching practice, and amazing tools, visit lauralongley.net.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network.
And Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough for your love, baby.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
G.
4. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
Transformation Talk Radio. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world.